Hey everybody, welcome to the Checkout. It's a podcast. All of our shows archived on our homepage at checkoutjazz.org, and you know where to subscribe to them. Produced at WBGO 88.3 FM. I'm Simon Rettner. We are all blindsided and deeply saddened, mourning the news of Chick Corea leaving us. Over the next couple of days, we're going to be releasing some Chick Corea-related content, both on this channel, but also on our mothership, WBGO.org, including an intimate interview with the piano master and composer from 2015, talking about all kinds of things, including this first song he remembers hearing as a child. But today, I was able to dig something else from the vault, which actually hasn't seen the light of day. We have one of Chick's longtime collaborators and friends on the show, Steve Gadd. I briefly spoke to him at the 2019 Festival International de Jazz de Montreal about the time he briefly played in Return to Forever. And then we get Gadd's reflection on Chick Corea, not as a pianist, but as a drummer. Did you know Chick Corea played the drums? Thanks for checking in. Welcome, Steve Gadd, to the Checkout. There's so many recordings and sessions that you've done over the years, actually probably too many that you can probably even count. But I do want to point our listeners to one historic recording that isn't out commercially, but you can find it on YouTube. It's you playing with Return to Forever in 1973 live, Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy. Lenny White filled that chair on the commercial release, but you came into Chick Corea's life as early as 1965, I understand.
Oh, wow. That brings back some memories, yeah. That was a great live band, you know. It was with Mingo Lewis and Stanley Clark, Chick, and me, and Bill Connors, guitar player. It was wild, man. We were doing this new music, and Chick, I love the way Chick writes. And this is right after I came to New York. We did this, and I love Tony and Elvin, Tony Williams and Elvin Jones. I love those guys. I wanted to be able to play that kind of music, and I had that opportunity.
What strikes me, Steve, about all of those early recordings you made with Chick Corea in the 70s, beginning with that one in 1973, moving up to the Leprechaun in 76, My Spanish Heart, is the music is so fast. Chick Corea plays so fast.
Still he does. He still plays fast. I've been trying to slow him down for years. I can't slow him down. He cannot be slowed down. Chick is unbelievable. You know what I mean? And not only is he playing fast, but when he's not playing fast, he's practicing some classical stuff. He's amazing, man. Incredible.
the style is not only is his playing fast, but the accentuation, it's a little ahead of the beat. It sounds like it's speeding up. Is your metronome messed up when you're playing with him?
It's not messed up, but when you're playing with Chick, Chick is the leader. He is the leader, and he knows what he wants. And he wrote the stuff, and I'm so respectful of his musicianship. I'm just comfortable trying to play the music the way he wants it.
I understand Chick Corea was once an amateur drummer. I mean, did you ever talk about stuff?
I've seen him play. I've seen him play drums. In fact, we were working in Rochester. Chick, myself, Chuck Mangione, Joe Romano, and Frank Pallero was playing bass. And I went in doing this gig with an old Gretsch 22-inch bass drum. And then after... about a week I was there, a new set of drums had come in that I ordered, a new 18-inch bass drum, and like Tony was playing, and Alvin Jones, and Chick knew I was getting the drums, so we went to the club when I set them up that afternoon before we played that night. And I was a Tony Williams fanatic, but there were certain things that I couldn't understand that Tony did, because I couldn't see it, and it was so new. Percussion wise, it's not something that you just had to see him to really understand. And so there were things that I was trying to figure out that he had done that I wasn't sure if I had it or not. And then Chick sat down at this new little kit and just started playing some stuff. And his approach and what he did, it was so free. Here's a piano player playing the drums the way I want to play the drums, doing things that I would have never thought of, which is the way that Tony was to me. Here's a drummer doing things that, but I'm not sure, you know what I mean? It's like, so he allowed me to see Tony. It helped me understand, and my playing changed that night. Overnight, it just seemed to, you know, it just went from one thing to another.
After hearing Chick Corea play the drums.
Well, just, yeah, it just sort of cleared some things up for me.
Steve Gadd joins us here on the Checkout, and we're going to wrap this interview up, and we thank him for his time here at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. You, Steve, and Chick Corea actually had a reunion of sorts in 2017 for the recording Chinese Butterfly. It's basically kind of like a review of all of the recordings that you've sort of made over, you know, almost 50 years, basically. Specifically, I wanted to highlight the last song on this recording. If you had any stories, Gadd's Zooks, an epically long 16-minute track in which you are featured. What's going on here?
Chick wanted to do this, another album. We've been talking about it for a long time because we always have a great time playing together. I went down with my wife Carol and hung with Chick for a couple of days at his place in Florida, and he had written some stuff, and we, you know, started playing some things together, and that was how this album, that was the beginning of this album. And then maybe, I don't know, a year or two later, it finally sort of came together. We did a couple of old things, he wrote new things, and there was one track that we had recorded, just he and I, that the band overdubbed to. It's always enjoyable, you know what I mean? And it's always, the music is always inspiring.
And will continue to be fast.
Yeah, well, if he has a choice, that's the way he likes it. He likes it like that.
Steve Gadd, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You just listened to an excerpt of Godzooks from the Chick Corea and Steve Gadd Band, Chinese Butterfly, an album released on Concord in 2018. The interview you heard with Gadd is from the 2019 Festival International de Jazz de Montréal. Shout out to them. Look out for our podcast with Chick Corea from 2015 coming to you in a couple of days. And keep it locked to WBGO.org. We're going to have a lot of Chick Corea celebration going on there as well. And on air at 88.3 FM. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Ratner. Thanks for checking us out.